I should have went first, because now everybody's going to be going, is he leaning? is he rubbing his eyes? I felt it, she even said that while they're back there preparing. I wasn't actually sizing up the room, but I was sitting back there running through everything in my head, and then she made me pause for a second. Am I auditory? And I started checking off all the boxes, and then forgot what I was going to say when I got out there. Okay, so we're going to talk about how authentic are you today? This is more about talking about an individual skill as a leader. So a little bit about me. I work for Baptist Health, been there for 11 years. My boss reminded me of that yesterday. I didn't realize it was my work anniversary. Prior to that, spent a couple years at GE. Prior to that, I was almost 15 years here at Yum Brands. And then before that, I was at UPS. And ironically, the people that I've worked with are all sitting in this room for my entire 30-year IT career. So, yeah, there's a little nugget of information for you today. Other than that, I've got, I love working in IT. I really love working in healthcare. So what I'm not going to do is I won't go through the system overview slides, but I did add a couple so that you can know a little bit about Baptist. You guys can look at those later. I won't dig into all that. We're just under a $4 billion organization. So we are pretty large. We cover all of Kentucky for the most part, and we get into Indiana, and we've got some offices in Illinois and Tennessee. So you guys can look at that. You guys can look at that later. This is my favorite slide out of all of them. It shows all the 9 hospitals that we have across the system. So here's our touch points. We'll talk about what authentic leadership is. We'll talk about why it's important and how we can be more authentic. So getting back to why I think we need to focus in on one thing at a time, I'm not an expert in any part of leadership. Don't look at myself that way, never have. What I always try to do is I try to find one thing that I can continue to hone. These are diminishable skills. They always are. Just when you think you're good at something, then you realize, wait a minute, this is falling off. What happened? There's nothing we're going to talk about today that you all don't already know. That's a fact. That's a lot of the soft skill training that we talk about as leaders. There's a lot of things you're like, yeah, I knew that. Well, that was common sense. So we'll talk about that. But just know I'm not an expert with this. Never have been, never will. I just try to get better every day. My mom had a little plaque on the wall. We lived in a trailer. I'm from Indiana. Purdue lost last night. What happened? Very upset about that. It must have been that drive back. But anyways, my mom had a plaque hanging on the wall. It said, please be patient. God isn't finished with me yet. And I don't think that's actually ever going to happen because he made me on a Friday, took all the bits and parts and pieces left over, and this is what you get. So I'm like baloney, right? Okay, so let's dig in. What's authentic leadership? And this is all about what you think it is. Right. So when you think about authentic leadership, you think about honesty, somebody who's honest, somebody who's got a lot of integrity, somebody who's transparent. You can always have somebody who's like overly transparent, right? Maybe shares too much, maybe shares too little. I'd rather have somebody that shares too much than not enough. So you got that balance. Then you've got character. So with character, you've got 3 of the 4 dimensions of character that apply to authentic leadership. So what are some of those dimensions? Authenticity is one of them. Part of authenticity is vulnerability. When you all think of vulnerability, do you think of weakness? If I'm with my team, I'm going to be vulnerable with my team. You think, hey, is that a sign of weakness? No, it's a sign of courage. Teams appreciate that. So you want to try to be vulnerable with them. It feeds the authenticity. It feeds trust within the team, right? How about, I put something up here with Harvard Business Review, but it was for something else, and I actually tripped across something else. They did a study on 250 CEOs, and it could really be any chief that they could assess within an organization. And out of the 250 CEOs, they did a survey. If you're Baptist, it's Glint Surveys probably. But they did an assessment with the people to find out what's the number one or number two attribute that they would want the most out of their leader. Authenticity is that attribute. They want somebody who's real, not somebody who's fake. Okay? So the second dimension, self-management. You think about emotions. Do they walk the talk with their emotions? Are their emotions always in check? We kind of heard a little bit about that with Laura. She was touching a little bit on that as we were moving along. Do your actions match your words? Are you walking the talk? I steal that from Yum. I had this a little bit further down, but Yum had a Yum University here. I don't know what they have now, but they had Yum University here, and it was amazing from a leadership training standpoint. And walk the talk was a big thing that they pushed. They had walk the talk cards. You saw somebody walking the talk, you would write them a walk the talk card and say, hey, I saw you doing this. And it was very, very impressive. So walking the talk, when you're thinking about how I'm doing self-management, I can stand up here and talk about it all day long, but if I'm not walking that talk, dings you pretty good. Humility. Are you a humble person? Well, I'm not always a humble person. Try to be a humble person. But there's something that goes with a level of humility. When you all came here, you saw what the agenda was, right? You come here and you kind of look at what's going to be taught today. And you think, well, am I teachable? You ask your question that self, am I teachable? If you're looking at what's on the agenda, if you didn't think you were teachable, you wouldn't be here today. And being teachable can either be, I'm going to listen to the speakers presenting some topics. I'm going to network with somebody, but I'm just going to take one thing away. So you're humble enough to say, I'm teachable. That's a good sign of a leader. Genuinely valuing others' opinions and perspectives and being able to talk through it's a superpower. What I didn't write down was who said that, and that was my bad. So how does Harvard Business Review, how do they define authentic leadership? It's a style that's exhibited by individuals who have high standards of integrity. They take responsibility for their actions, and they make decisions based on principle rather than short-term success. There's a lot to unpack. I had to read it twice. It's a style exhibited by individuals who have high integrity. We beat that dead horse already. They take responsibility for their actions. I own it. I own it. I always own it. So whatever my team does, I'm owning, right? And make decisions based on principle rather than short-term success. So it's about the principle of the matter. It's the long game, right? It's not the short. One other thing I caught, there was a Becker's article over the weekend. If you're in healthcare, you may or may not have read it, but the title of it that had caught my attention was When to Lead Firmly in the Era of Soft CEOs. You're probably thinking, they're weak. No. Soft, they're squishy, right? A lot like this topic. This topic is kind of squishy, right? We're working on our soft skills. Can a CEO listen and be listened to? Can they wield a soft heart and a firm hand? Dennis Pullen, president and CEO of Marlton, New Jersey-based Virtua Health, thinks the answer is yes. Am I demanding? Absolutely. But I don't believe in this commander kind of disposition, he said. I believe in holding people accountable, but I like authenticity in terms of showing up with a willingness to be vulnerable and to hear ideas that might contradict my own. What I love about what he said was, may even be talking about a different topic, but he's talking about that authenticity going into a meeting. Doesn't matter what it is that we're talking about. And you want to go in, you may have your mind made up on something, but you're listening to understand, right? UPS term. Remember that one? That goes back to the 90s. You're listening to understand others so that, hey, I may change my perspective on it. And you're keeping the team engaged that way because they're just not going to come and just clam up and go, well, it's whatever Shane said, that must be the way that it goes, right? Okay. I don't know where my time is. Okay, authentic leaders. I know you guys can't really hardly see that, right? But these are a couple people that I perceive as authentic leaders, but you decide, right? So this is Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy, I love him. He coached the Colts. I'm an Indiana boy. Don't hold that against me, but I am an Indiana boy. He coached the Colts, started following him. I listened to him speak a couple times on the internet. He has written multiple great books, Quiet Strength, and then he did a Quiet Strength men's Bible study. Now, the crazy thing about Mr. Dungy is he said he got more reward out of writing those books and helping other people grow than he did winning a Super Bowl. That's pretty powerful. The other thing that he said was, a team with soul will accomplish far more than a team that doesn't. He's the real deal. I would love to see him speak in person. Haven't done that yet. Mr. Novak, this guy right here, he was CEO when I was here, working for Yum Brands. Did I know the guy personally? No. Would he remember me? No, not at all. I was just a guy working in IT. But he had a passion. I'm a passionate guy. I'm passionate about a lot of things. I share that attribute with him. He was really big on recognition. He was almost crazy, going crazy on recognition. But love him or hate him, the guy, he had a heart of gold when it came to that kind of stuff. I was doing some work for him in his house in a different state, and we were putting in video conferencing equipment for him. I heard him talking to a restaurant manager. Restaurant manager. This guy's a global CEO, and he's talking to a restaurant manager like it's one of his vice presidents or another chief. Spent 30 minutes with this guy coaching and mentoring, and I'm like, holy crap, the guy's the real deal. Today, he has a series of podcasts on leadership. If you don't follow him, I'd encourage you to do so. He has a ton of people that comes on his shows all the time. He's great to listen to. Mr. Kelsey, we have any U of L fans in here? Okay, great. I'm a Blue House. So even though I'm from Indiana, we are UK apparently. The next time I speak, I'm going to have to put a slot over here for whoever our new coach is going to be. Don't know. Of course, that's not confirmed. But okay, so Mr. Kelsey, you're probably going, why is he up there for authentic leaders? Well, he impressed me. His charisma, everything about him was hitting some notes with me. The proof's in the pudding. We haven't seen him do anything yet, but I'm loving what I'm seeing with this guy. Okay, he's bringing something different than what I've seen before. You could argue that about anybody else, but all I'm saying is I like what I see so far. Okay, who goes right here? The waiters in the canoe. It's not a person. No, I don't think that's an authentic leader. But if you have a government official that you believe is an authentic leader, you better put the waders on and you better get in the canoe because they're so full of BS, you're going to need the BS meter, right? You've got to have a meter. But there are a lot of government officials that are great. They're authentic. I agree. But I needed something to kind of capture them because I always struggle to see how authentic they truly are because they're always got an agenda, right? We don't know what that is, but they always have an agenda. The only thing I want you to take away from this slide is it's all perception. You perceive these leaders. When we as leaders are trying to be more authentic, we have to build the perception of it. It's a culture within the team that has to happen, and that takes a lot of time for us to go through. One thing I want to touch on, John Maxwell, he's another person that I follow a lot. I'm sure you all have heard about him. When we think about authenticity, how does that fit into the five different levels of leadership, right? So real quick on the five different levels, level one's position, people follow because they have to, right? So if you have a supervisor or manager put in position, hey, you got to follow this person because that's your new boss, right? Level two's permission. Permission is they follow because they want to. So you've built yourself up to now people want to follow you. So it's a permission granted. Level three is production. So in production, you produce, you gain credibility with your team. Level four, people development level. Wish I was there, right? But people development level, key is in recruitment, So you can recruit with the best of them. You get people in the right seat of the bus. So you can kind of see how this is building on top of each other. And then the pinnacle is level five. This respect. You just have respect. People are just going to come in. I hope by the time I retire, I get that, but I don't know. Hopefully that'll hit. Where does authenticity land in this? It's at the permission level. If you can get the team to see how authentic you are, it builds that trust, then you hit the permission. Make sense? Okay, so building a culture of authenticity. Oh, did I skip one? No, I didn't. Okay, sorry. All right. How can I be more authentic? Can I take a pill to do it? There seems to be a lot of pills out there right now. There's the anxiety pill, the depression pill, the weight loss pill. That seems to be the great one right now. There's a lot of pills. You can't take a pill for this. You can't take a pill to help you become a better leader. It's not going to happen. It's not going to be the slow release pill. It's not going to be the slow anything pill. What I can guarantee you is slow is building yourself up. To hit these. You have to be consistent. You can't be doing one thing this week and then, oh, I'm going to do a different decision the next week. If you do that, the team's going to go, man, what day of the week is it? What side of the bed did Shane get up on, right? We sometimes feel that way about our organizations, right? We don't know what our organization's doing. We may not understand the strategy. So what day, what week is it? What are they going to do this time? When you start having that, it jolts the trust. Right? We as leaders, it affects our authenticity. So we have to be consistent in everything that we do. It's a trust accelerator. So if we're authentic, we're going to get there. Self-awareness is the biggie. Self-awareness, there's a lot with self-awareness that we have to make sure that we're hitting on. Walking the talk on everything, right? Everybody's watching you. So let's just think about that for a second. If you were to ask anyone in my team, Jeff's here, Todd's here, my directors, none of my directors are here, but if they were, and you were to ask them, did I walk the talk 2 weeks ago? Mm-mm, no, I had a director's meeting, had a bad day, and a couple things set me off. I didn't take my pill beforehand, and I popped off. I was pissed. Pardon my French. And yeah, that resulted in me apologizing to the team. Now, here's what I can't do. I can't apologize today and then turn around the next week and lose my crap again, right? I have to apologize and then course correct. It's much like, I'm not Catholic, but you know, you don't go to confession and say, well, Father, you know, forgive me for I have sinned, only to turn right around, walk out the door and go do it again. That defeats the whole purpose, right? So you have to keep that self-awareness way high, and it's something that has to be constantly on your mind. Respected versus being liked. Throughout my career and being a leader, and it started with being a manager, I wanted to be respected and liked. If you were to ask me today, even in the position that I have today, I want to be respected and liked. The one thing I want to remind you is the higher up you get and the broader your responsibilities are, the like goes over here and you have to lean into respect. You're not going to be liked. You can't do everything to be liked. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. Be real. It's not deep. It's just simple. Think about when you are recognizing your team, you got to make sure you don't mess this part up as a leader. When you're recognizing the team, make sure you're recognizing that big thing, not that little thing or the wrong person, right? So you want to go embellish the team because you're like, hey, I'm a leader. I'm going to recognize them. And then you recognize somebody who only did something that took like 2 hours to do, where you had a team over here spent 4 months on something and you didn't embellish them. and the amount of work that went into that. Make it count, right? All right. The other thing about being real, I think I said this already too, mistakes and weaknesses, just admit to it. That's part of your, you know, you're being vulnerable. If the team jacks something, just own it. Own it. That'll take your authenticity to the next level. Okay. So we talked about the culture side of this. It's the culture of authenticity is built by values. They're not conditional. They don't change because of circumstances. So don't let the values start spinning around. You can add values to your list, but don't let that sway anything. If the culture doesn't catch on, you want to look inside. You can't necessarily set culture for an organization, but you have a team. I don't care if you're managing a team of three or you're managing a team of 50 or a team of 100, you can help drive that culture within your own teams. So my advice to you is continue to build that within your own group. Culture for an organization, that's the chiefs, right? The CEOs and all them, they can figure out what they want from that. But you can build the culture within your own teams. Back to the development side, when you think about your leadership styles or your listening styles or your communication styles, you have to be you. You can't go, man, you know what? I see this Tony Dungy. I see this other person over here, and I want to be that leader. No, you have to be you. It's okay to take pieces and bits and parts of them and add that to you, but you're always going to have to be you. And if you're not following someone you admire, you probably need to take a look at your list and course correct that. People will buy into you before they buy into your vision. So when you're talking about trying to build a culture, you need authenticity, you need trust so that people buy into you. Once they're buying into you, they're going to latch onto your vision. All of these things connect. It's like the spinal cord, right? Culture is a hot button in all this. I think I beat the dead horse onto that. It is truly the foundation concept of this. Anybody have any questions?
I haven't raised this question in my own head yet. I'm just going to say it. How do you balance authenticity with some of those thoughts that you have, like maybe balancing when to be authentic versus in those low moments, mm-hmm. sharing too much, right? Like staying on that even, staying even enough for your team to not feel like there's, you know, they're riding all over.
That's a really good question. So the one, is there a right or wrong answer? I don't think so. That's part of reading the room, right? Do you know the person? Do you know their leadership style that they need? You probably want to know that, much like their communication style. Do you know their leadership style? Do you know the people that you're leading? If you don't, that's okay. Hopefully they're on video or in person and you can start reading their body language. But the vulnerability side, sharing too much, if in your mind you're thinking, hey, that's probably sketchy and I probably shouldn't, don't. That's what I would say to that. Who else?
Not a question, so much as a comment. Sometimes I think we try to be authentic in order to get approval from others to tell us, hey, that was authentic what you just did. And so, but the thing I did is 2 years ago, I was sharing something with my team, and one of the owners of the company said, I think you shared too much about this personal situation of yours. And I'm like, oh, wow, I felt kind of bad. And then 2 years later, the person said, hey, that thing you shared 2 years ago really resonated with me, and this is what I changed in my life because of that.
Yeah.
Right. So I think my point I'm trying to make is that when you're being authentic, don't worry about do other people think you're being authentic or getting approval on how them. Just as you said, just do you. Right. So
you just do you. So when you're being authentic, I need to walk that talk with the people below me, my peers, and up. So if I'm in a department meeting and there's people here that I work with, I try to be engaging like I am here today. I try to be an authentic person. I don't have an agenda today. I don't want anything from you all. It's just sharing, hey, this is how I drill into one topic, share it with you. And if you walk away with one thing, great. But yeah, different styles for different people. But yeah, that's a good point. Anything else? All right.
Shane.
Yeah.
I think one thing that's helpful with authenticity is when we are aiming at a goal, it matters a lot less what people think about us. And as long as we don't think too highly of ourselves, mm-hmm. and we see, here's the goal, how do we get there? And we invite everyone to come on board. Mm-hmm. That's authentic. It's just like, mm-hmm. hey, we're all in this together. How do we get from point A to point B? And a lot of people feel like we're buying in, and it's just that mindset of we're all together in this. And that kind of builds a level of authenticity. Yeah.
Anything else?
Doug. Shane, thank you.